This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Sherry Seifert, education consultant with Kansas Soybeans, joins us. And Sherry, the Kansas State Fair was just completed, but that also means you've got the results of the soy foods judging that took place during the Kansas State Fair. What were some of the results?
Oh, we had all kinds of good stuff this year. In fact, we had more dishes than we'd had for quite a while, which was really good. We had lasagna-type things. We had different spaghetti dishes for our main encore and all kinds of snacks, which is really good, trail mix things. We had a challenge there. We had a bunch of those. But the ones that really stood out was a complete dish that, you know, just a salad with would work well. And we have all those recipes at the office, and it was all very, very good because they're really bringing their A game on.
Yeah, and it just shows the versatility and the types of dishes you had that really shows the versatility of soy.
Yes, we are getting it out there, and there's just so many things that you can do. And we have people that we're eating different today, and there are good protein choices out there for people to choose from. And now getting the word out to where they can get it and how they can use it.
For that lasagna dish, you had mentioned there was no meat in it. They had the use of tofu in that lasagna?
There was tofu in there, yes. You can use tofu in so many things and not have one clue that it's in there. And you've added all this protein to that dish, and it picks up the flavor that you're using.
And not only are we talking about quantity and quality of dishes, but also the health benefits of all those dishes you tasted, too.
They're very healthy foods. With the work I do with the Soybean Commission, I have really had these people looking at me and say, oh, that can't be. But they try it, and they say, oh, you're right. So that is a big awe for me to see the people that they're willing to admit, oh, gosh, it does happen, you know.
And if they want copies of the recipes of some of the top dishes there, they can call the soybean office to get those?
Yes, we got all of those, and we took some pictures as well, and Charlene Patton will have a hold of those as well. We share with her. It's going to get spread out there, and there's just dishes we didn't have recipes for.
And you can get that by calling 877-KS-SOYBEAN, or you can go to their website to get more information as well at kansassoybeans.org. Sherry, appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thanks.
That is Sherry Seifert, education consultant with Kansas Soybeans, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.